Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in. Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here with you. Lots to talk about. Hump day here. It's a game. This is like the Friday before the Ravens game, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They play tomorrow night.
That's right.
And I always feel like something weird happens in the Halloween games that Thursday that kind of everybody, like sometimes it lands on Halloween. I think we had that one, actually, I think it was the Dolphins. Was it Dolphins Bengals? Is that the game where Tua, it was Halloween night where he got concussed and he was just laid out there with the hands hanging up?
I don't remember what they were. Yeah.
I mean, pick a game because that's when he got concussed.
Because he goes into the fencer stance a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot to get into with that. There's still more Oriole talk. The World Series was amazing last night. We're going to get into all that, but before we do that, you get anything yesterday?
Did I get anything? Not really.
Nothing, just kind of a laid back day?
Yeah. It was just kind of a laid back. I mean, I had lunch with my friends, you know, downtown and stuff, but.
So I did the podcast with Ken McCusick yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
I think we talked for like 2 hours and some. It was just a little one, going over the offense. I had a good time because like whenever you get him laughing.
Uh-huh.
Like he gets so engaged because I don't, it's funny too, because he's a numbers guy, and seeing somebody that's way better at math than I am. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm good at math. There's certain things I say something and he brings up something and starts calculating. And he goes, yeah, that would be 340-1. But if you added this in, you could get it up to 760. And I'm going, what are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
His brain, it's a beautiful mind. It works differently. So I did that, and then I keep telling people, if you guys will listen to me, that Chad Power show, it's good. It's entertaining as hell. The storylines are creative, and you're like, oh, that happened? Oh, what are they going to do there? You know what it is? Do you know this? So is it Hulu, Joe? I think it's Hulu. Hulu, the perfect Baltimore app to have. So it's basically the character that Eli Manning created about the guy that goes undercover.
Oh, yeah.
He's a jerk in college. He loses the championship because he drops the ball going into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. And then he, like, knocks over a cancer patient, and so everybody hates him. So he's this douchebag that's trying to find, he wants a second shot at it. So, and his dad's a makeup artist. So he creates this character and goes to the school that lost their quarterback to try out. And it's like, when do they find out? Are they going to find out? Uh-oh, who's this woman? Does he like, you know, and there's just, it's really funny. And the thing I want to bring up is like the Manning company's doing it. So they're behind the production of it. And I don't know that they've put anything bad out, whether you like the quarterback series, when Peyton did his show on ESPN. It's really well done. And again, I'm not telling you this thing's going to win any Emmys or anything like that. But it's a matter of like, it's just an entertaining show.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I get it.
You'll get some laughs at some of the stuff that happens because he's so awkward. Like I was watching Steve Zahn, who you guys, he's one of those actors that you know who he is, but you don't know his name for most people. He was in like Saving Silverman and you can look him up. So he's the coach in the show. And I couldn't stop laughing because they were talking about when he turns into Glenn, when Glenn, when he turns into Chad Powers, and he said he's just got an empty look in his eyes, and he's always like, ha, 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 ha. And he said, I can't take him seriously. They have to reshoot all the time because he just has a blank stare in his eyes, but it's entertaining. And I just feel like, I was talking to somebody else, like the Sunday programming now, we're getting to that point where HBO just put out a bunch of good shows, depending on what you like. There's a ton of great documentaries that are coming out. I told you about the one, Perfect Neighbor.
Yeah.
That's just gut-wrenching.
It's kind of amazing how productive they are, because they just keep churning stuff out. And by churning, I don't mean they're putting out junk. I mean, there's just, there seems like there's one good show after another, and it doesn't matter who's doing it. It could be, you know, Max, it could be Apple, it could be, I mean, think about it. You know, with the Offer was fantastic. Then you had, you know, Ted Lasso comes out, and that's, you know, an iconic show now. And then all these new shows that have just come out. It's like there's so many good ones.
I'm telling you, like the show Stick,
right?
The Owen Wilson show. It's Ted Lasso and golf. I mean, with a twist. Like it's, I don't know. They're putting out these shows that are really. I don't even know how to describe it, because when I tried to tell people about Ted Lasso, I said there's got to be subliminal messages in that thing, because like. It just kind of sucks you in, and it's just a feel-good show.
Yes.
And I'm the guy, I like when the bad guys win. I like watching something I've never seen before or that's going to shock you. So that, with that being said, go ahead and watch the first episode of Welcome to Derry. Don't watch it with your kids. That's the new hit. Oh, that last, the last 10 minutes and the first 10 minutes of that show, it's like, what in the hell is happening here? But yeah, I mean, like, I'm happy to see some like new programming, because I feel like we just get this retread nonsense. Like, oh, anytime they talk about Superman, are we rebooting? Spider-Man, are we rebooting?
Yeah.
How many times are you guys going to reboot it? Just continue the damn thing and tell some of the stories. It's a comic book.
Right.
Bring in a new bad guy. Tell a new story. It's just unbelievable. But yeah, there was a, I think I was watching a lot of downtime watching some TV, but I do enjoy the Chad Power show. But no, like last night with, and I know we're going to get in the World Series next, but so I was doing some research getting ready for like tonight's World Series game yesterday, which makes it difficult because you don't know the pitching matchups. And then I was reading an article where they said they were going to start Kevin Gausman in game 5. And then my thought process was, well, maybe they don't want to pitch Treya Savage on the road in a high leverage game. You'd rather pitch him at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started doing the math, and I'm like, but you're pitching Gausman on short rest. You've already guaranteed you go back to Toronto. Why wouldn't you want your Savage to pitch tonight? Whatever happens, happens. Now you go back to Toronto and you have Gausman, and then you figure out what you want to do in game 7, how you're stacking them up. And I'm assuming that's some appearance by Bieber. That's some Max Scherzer in there. That's a little bit of everything. But it's a big win for the Blue Jays last night.
Oh, it's turns the series now.
Yeah. Because now you know you go back to Toronto.
Yeah.
It feels like you're playing with house money, even though you'd like to go back to Toronto up 3-2 than down 3-2. But if you were going to, if they would have pitched Kevin Gausman on short rest, if they had lost that game, I would have lost my mind. The series has been over. Go look at how pitchers perform on short rest in the postseason. It ain't good. And managers do this all the time. And the only time you should do it is when you get to the game 6, game 7 elimination game. And then you're like, hey man, I can't sit here and plan for tomorrow if I don't win today. And that's, you know, and then you got to just let everything happen and see what arms you have left. And I tried telling people, like everybody was going, they pitched 18 innings. They don't have any arms left. Of course they do. The only guys that can't pitch, that couldn't pitch yesterday were the ones that went 4 innings or 2 innings or 3.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers relievers hadn't pitched since Friday. None of them. Zero. Because Yamamoto.
Yamamoto, of course.
Yeah, he threw a complete game. And then when you go back to it, the Blue Jays, okay, they used their bullpen pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the day off before that. And not a lot of them pitched on Saturday because Gausman went 6 innings or so. So, I mean, I want to get into this game. Some of the things I noticed, Vlad Guerrero, yet again, talked about him. I'm blind. You know how you go like blind all in at poker? I'm all in on Vlad over 1.5 bases in every game that's left. I'm just doing it. I don't.
That was an incredible. When you threw it up yesterday, I'm like, yeah, that really is dumb. That they would do that.
1.343 OP. Now, I don't know what it is now after the last two games. It doesn't matter. It didn't drop down that far.
Right.
He has just been otherworldly. And the way that people have been talking about Shohei Ohtani, which he's been great.
Showing him on TV now.
Vlad's been better in the postseason with the bat. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a better player.
Right.
But Shohei's had a little bit more pop, but the 3 home run game will really help with that, you know. So but yeah, it's been fun. So we'll take some phone calls. We'll get into, I'm gonna take a bunch of calls today as it's Ed and I rolling along doing some Ravens talk, Orioles talk, getting an NBA. NHL had a huge night last night. We'll talk about that. World of Stupid coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But up next, a little bit of talk about tonight's matchup in the World Series, what we could see, and then getting into what happened last night, as it was another fun game if you got into it. We talk about it next here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone! Brad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face putting the team on his back.
Yeah, that was it. And 2-1 after the top of the third. You know, you had a Vlad's homer there that really gave them the lead, and they never looked back. The seventh is where they kind of pulled away, and that was that. If you want to look at what was used last night, Chris Bassett gets into that game, gives them two innings. I'm sure he might be a guy they look at if they get to a game seven, and maybe you might have to. Louis Varland's pitched in every game. I think he pitched in some other teams' games too. I mean, he's been the guy. It's like, hey, is Louis's arm okay? It doesn't matter. Send him in.
Go.
But he gave up a run late there. He threw 20 pitches. But like when you look at it, three bullpen pieces coming in for the Jays, because this is the game I would worry about the bullpen, depending on who they used.
Last night or tonight, you mean?
I would worry about tonight's game.
Tonight's game.
Because this is three games in a row. Yeah. And if you had a guy pitch back-to-back days, you don't want him pitching 3 days in a row typically. Yeah. But it's the postseason. What do they say in Waterboy? Can't hold anything back now. That's how it goes, man. So, Ed, with the series, do you feel better about the Blue Jays now? Do you still think this is the Dodgers? Who were you rooting for, and who did you think was going to win at the beginning?
100% rooting for Los Angeles.
Okay.
I don't like the Blue Jays. Just something about that team I've never liked, told you guys. So, yeah, I've been rooting for the Dodgers.
It does feel like you're rooting for the Taliban, though.
It's like rooting for Exxon, but
yeah. Make some more money.
Raise oil prices, yeah.
I'm rooting for Exxon. Oh, we had a spill. Kill those animals. Kill those. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. But I can't. I just can't. And I was disappointed last night. I thought they were going to just, you know, take a commanding lead there.
Can I say so? So, like, it's weird to have a team. I don't like the Blue Jays. And of the teams in the AL East, over the years, it's grown on me how much more I don't like them. And I think it stems from the Jose Bautista stuff, the loss in the postseason. It kind of, that if you're a fan, it just kind of sits in your craw a little bit. But like, I'm looking at the Dodgers going, man, I can't pull for them. Like Dave Roberts is over there going, yeah, let's ruin baseball. You don't even know what you're doing. You're lucky that they spent that much money. You still have a job, you jackass. But for the people out there, and I've got fan, like I've had people call in or send me messages of Dodgers fans like, why are you complaining? Every owner could spend it. Stop. The only reason you're saying that is because you root for the Dodgers. Yeah. The best thing in baseball would be them to have a salary cap, but they're never going to have it. And when we look at what's going on here, the thing that I keep saying about this Blue Jays team, I don't care what you tell me, and you don't. Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette are so effing likable that it makes it difficult to root against those guys against the Dodgers. Yeah. I can root against them in any other situation. You know, like the, when the Yankees, Red Sox, and all those teams are playing, I don't care who loses. One of them has to, and then the other one moves on. Let it happen. But here we are with two teams that I don't want to see win. But if you force me, I think I'd tell you I'd rather see the Blue Jays win. But I really wouldn't.
Yeah, so I don't want to see the Blue Jays win.
It's going to be.
I'm sorry.
No, I get it. It's just going to be like deal with whatever happens at the end, because we're either talking about this Dodgers dynasty and who do they buy in the offseason now? Are they going to go throw $500 million at Kyle Tucker? Hey, and I saw people talking about, by the way, Kyle Tucker's the best player in baseball that no one talks about. Defensively, offensively, he's a lefty that hits lefties. He's the perfect player to put in the middle of your lineup. And the Dodgers would probably have him batting sixth. It's just unreal, man. But getting to last night, what did you think of the game? Did you end up staying up for the whole thing? Because I kind of, once I saw the Dodgers give up those runs, I'm like, okay. Because I was going back and forth between some NBA.
You told me the seventh inning?
Yeah. I can't believe I made it that late, but I did.
Me too. And that's why I was like, no, I have. That's why I'm a little beat today. Because it seems like every night's been a late night.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because, I mean, when you have 18 innings and none of us made it.
No. Wasn't it like 3 in the morning or something?
I think Rob said he made it the longest, but I'm sitting there, I'm tapping out, man. I'll watch the rest of that in the morning because, like, it gets to the point, and I've said this before, doing a morning show, you make business decisions.
You have to.
And you can literally, I've told people this all the time, you can watch every football game from the day before on YouTube in the span of 2 hours, roughly, you know.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about how little action there is in a football game, it's kind of like when you know you're having sex that night, and you're all geared up for it, and it's in your mind all day long, and then there, it takes you about 90 seconds to get undressed and 30 seconds to finish, and you're like, felt like a roller coaster ride. I waited in line for that. At least that's what my wife's got to be thinking. Wait a minute. The line was longer than the actual ride. Yeah, that's what happens. But this has been a fun series. And if they had pitched Gausman today like they were talking about, I think I would have been really just pissed off for them because I think it's such a bad decision. But we're at this point now where the pitchers are gassed. You've got guys on the Dodgers side. They keep going back to number ones on full rest. Like, I know Tyler Glasnow didn't pitch well, and I know Shohei didn't pitch the way he wanted to, but can you blame him after 18 damn innings? It's one of the reasons why I said hammer his under props. And yes, we got very lucky because he got to the sixth inning. If he got one more out, we would have lost. And the same thing with his strikeouts. He ended up getting... I'm feeling great about it, and then he strikes out the side in like the fourth or something, and I went, you son of a bitch. Now I got to sweat this thing. And then he gets two more, and I'm like, don't give him another. And by the way, when he struck out the side, two of them were on foul tips that the catcher caught. And I'm like,
that close. Son of
a... But good games last night. What do you expect for tonight?
Blake Snell.
Treya Savage, I'm glad that they made that decision because he's your best option here, and I just think that kid's different. As I'm looking, I don't mind here. I just pulled up my algorithm. You guys can drink, and this is what I'm talking about. So, my algorithm for it's a predictive algorithm for tonight has Blake Snell getting 14.2 outs. That means he doesn't go five innings. Mm. It has Treya Savage getting 10.3 outs.
Really?
Yes.
It was like three and a third of them.
But that's the expectation because if you get in any trouble.
Yeah, you're yanked.
You're yanked.
Yeah.
And it happens more so. It's going to happen more so in game six, regardless of who wins. Like you're going to see Kevin Gausman might get a longer leash than some guys. But if he gets two guys on and he has no outs, and let's say the next guy reaches or they move the runners up, they may watch it for one more at bat. And then he might get yanked. Like they just can't take any chances. And that's the cool thing about playoff baseball is that you're ultimately making decisions in such a short period of time that are going to affect the outcome of the entire game. Like, if you pull that guy, you're done with him. And now you're bringing in someone else. And with the new rules in baseball, you bring in somebody and they don't have it, because we clearly saw that last game, not last night, the night before when they scored all the runs, the 18-inning game. We saw that in that game where it's like relief pitcher comes in. Who was it, Banda late? Or I'm trying to remember who it was in that game. But like gives up three consecutive hits and you're going, yeah, they got to get him now.
Yeah.
You don't want him. Obviously, you don't want him to keep going.
Yeah.
But after he gives up two, you're like, ah, bless, he's got to face another one. Come on, man. Get somebody out. Yeah, and then again with the Ks tonight, it has Blake Snell at 5 Ks and Treya Savage at 3.72. And this is what I've said, this Blue Jays team against four strikeout pitchers. I mean, Yamamoto's probably, he's a good strikeout pitcher, but of those four, I would probably put him fourth.
Mm.
That's how good the other three are. And you saw Glasnow, you saw Snell, you saw Shohei Ohtani last night. This Blue Jays team does not strike out.
They don't strike out much.
They don't. I mean, you're what, ground ball, pop out, they make contact, they make you work. That's why it was kind of weird in the first inning seeing Shohei through the first two batters. I think he threw three pitches and had two outs. That's not the norm with the Blue Jays, but they made him work, got him deeper in the counts, and of course, eventually got to him. But I think tonight's going to be fun. Who do you think wins tonight?
Yeah, it's the Dodgers. I think, you know, they go back to Toronto with a slight lead. I mean, it's the best you can, and it's the best you can hope for, you know, as you leave.
No, there's no question.
Yeah.
Again, like the Blue Jays fans that I had talked to said, just get me one. Just get it back to Toronto and let's see what happens. Because then you'll have your ace in Gausman going in game six, now on full rest.
Yeah.
And so now you have your best shot in game six. Game seven is where it's like, okay, here's the pressure. And I actually, as much as I'm going to crap on Dave Roberts, I like what he said about Shohei. It's like, he wants to be perfect.
Every
day. He's saying he doesn't feel pressure, but after going 18 innings, barely sleeping, like Smoltz was gushing over Ohtani. He goes, you do realize like he's more comfortable on the mound than he is hitting. And he's always said he wanted to pitch in a World Series game, not hit, pitch.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, he goes, he has six pitches, but if you honestly think about it, he's got like 12 because he can break the ball to the left or right anytime he wants.
He's incredible. He just is. And this has been the talk of what should be for every baseball fan. We were debating this yesterday at lunch. It was one of our friends was like, oh, I can't, they shouldn't intentionally walk anybody. I'm like, I'd never pitch to him again.
John Smoltz said last night, he pitched 18 innings and he's got to, or he played 18 innings. Now he's got to pitch today. He said, starting pitchers get a day to mentally get prepared. He didn't even get that.
Yeah.
Like you get that, oh, all right, this is what's going on. You know, unless you're Rob, you don't talk to the pitcher on that day. You know, I just think, the more and more we talk about this guy, you find more and more amazing things of just how good he is.
But I think you know they have a win. They go back to Toronto after tonight.
All right, 410-583-1057. Going to talk some Ravens here. We do the hockey with Ed Norris at 7. But do you think the Ravens make a trade in the next 6 days? Or are they just one piece away on either side of the ball? Who do you want to see them get? 410-583-1057 right here on the Fan. That's right, Joe. Bring it in. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here with you. Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is off. Question was, do you think the Ravens make a trade in the next 6 days? Do you feel like they're one piece away on either side of the ball? So let me throw this to you, Ed. If let's say they do make a trade, do you have a position that you think is the most important or a side of the ball that you would like to see them make that move? Because I think some people have debated, and they always look at the line. It's like offensive line, defensive line?
That's a tough one because I would have to still say pass rusher.
Yep.
I mean, if I'm going to be, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, premier pass rusher.
Well, if they're going to keep all those plugs up front, it's going to be up to Roquan without a lot of, like, interior pass rusher.
Yeah.
It's going to be up to Roquan to clean up the mess that's coming across when anybody's running. I do think they're going to be better in the run game, but I agree wholeheartedly. Like, some people have pointed out, could you get Kevin Zeitler back? Would you be happier with him? And as I talked with Ken McCusick about this yesterday, like, I know people want Falele gone and they don't like him. He still grades out well in Pro Football Focus and on Ken's grading system. And the way we kind of talked about it, it's like a basketball player that's very good at what he does, but then once a game he throws up one of the most horrendous air balls you've ever seen. And you're like, how? That's what it is. It's like he has plays in the game that are so bad, you're going, he doesn't even know what he's doing. He whiffed on a block. And then the Ravens picked up 12 yards on the play, and it didn't even matter. Yeah. So, but again, you're not going to move somebody like that for a guy like Kevin Zeitler who might retire at the end
of
the
year. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's likely any day with Zeitler. And I liked him when he was here.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you'd want him back, but I would want to see somebody, you know, who can rush from the edge for real.
And it was kind of, I don't want to say alarming. We saw the Patriots make a trade last night, and they didn't give up. You know, going to get a, you know, sending a pass rusher, they didn't give up much. Patriots made two trades yesterday, one with the Steelers and one with, who was the team that they made the trade with the pass rusher for? Now I can't even think. Was it, I do know this. It doesn't matter. Point is that we did see players get traded yesterday, and then now the Dolphins are one of the most interesting teams as far as trading goes because they're going nowhere no matter what they think, and they have a couple expiring contracts and some other contracts that they'd like to get out from under. If that's the case, then can you go, you know, can you talk to them down there and maybe bring somebody back with you? I think the Ravens are in a fortunate situation where you play on Thursday. I don't know how it works in the NFL front office. Maybe this is a better question for Vinny, but like, are you wheeling and dealing the next 4 days where you're not focusing on football operations and Harbaugh can get involved with that too and what they need?
Are you thinking about Judon in Miami?
No. So with Miami, it was Brett. Yeah, who, say it again, Joe. Go ahead on the air.
The Patriots sent Keon White to the 49ers. Then they traded with the Steelers for Kyle Duggar.
Yeah. And so with those moves that were going on, it's like you look at it and see that the Ravens are going to Miami. Now, Bradley Chubb, the guy that the Dolphins got from the Broncos, got hurt last year. He's not performing as well as he had in years past, but still one of those guys you might consider a premier pass rusher. I don't know if the Giants are going to move anybody. It's just... I don't see it. I'm blanking on the other defensive lineman who's actually...
Chubb's hurt now.
Yeah. But there's another defensive lineman down there that everybody's been talking about, and I can't remember that guy's
Chop
name.
Robinson?
I mean, Robinson might be one that's... But they can move anybody. And it's weird talking about a team that's terrible against the run and saying we want that player, but like... So Jalen Phillips, that's who it is. Yeah.
I'm Phillips, yeah.
Phillips is the guy that everybody's been talking about. So does it happen? Do you go out and get one of these players? I just feel like they need to do something... But it's all going to stem upon what happens Thursday night. Now, they're not out if they lose Thursday night, but I feel like you got to be perfect down the stretch.
You're talking about us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying because...
They have to win this game.
But if you lose this game, are you adding? Are you trading away draft picks to go try to make your team better when you basically need to be perfect? Maybe you have one more out, meaning one more loss, and can still get in. But I think you're playing with fire because at that point you're asking for help.
Yeah, that's gonna be a real tough mountain to climb if they lose Thursday, because suddenly some teams that look like, you know, automatic W's aren't anymore, like the Patriots.
I mean, but I'll say this with the Patriots though too, and you only play who's on your schedule. If you go look at who they've beat, there's outside of Buffalo, that's a great win, divisional game. You're looking at it going, I don't know, but I've been impressed by Drake May. He was a guy that wasn't on my radar. I'm like, I don't get it. And then you see it and you're going, okay. I mean, he's the best deep ball passer in the league right now.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow.
If you look at the numbers, he has the best deep ball in the league as far as completion percentage. Huh. He's been incredible. And it's been to receivers like Booty. Yeah, the guy's name's Booty. Stephon Diggs is there, but it's a ghost of Stephon Diggs. Yeah. It's a Kendrick, not Kendrick Bourne, but it's just like a who's who of nobody at wide receiver for the Patriots. And you mix in a little Hunter Henry and the running backs, and here's Drake May having a great season with guys that you're going, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Let's grab Antonio and Rosedale. He's got a Ravens question. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday, guys.
Yes, sir. Jinx.
Will Lamar Jackson be at full speed Thursday night, and will the Dolphins plan to limit his mobility? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Appreciate it. Remember, Lamar's last really bad game was a Thursday night game in Miami.
That was terrible.
When they went cover zero, and they had no answer for it. I mean, the good news is it took a while, but they started to figure out cover zero, and I don't know that that's going to be an issue tonight. This is a totally different Miami team. But I got to be honest, like watching the first two drives of the Bears and watching the Dolphins against the Falcons last week, they can still complete some passes and get guys in space, and they're dangerous because they're fast. Waddle, as fast. Malik Washington's there. He's a good, I think he caught a touchdown last week. There's some pieces that are still there, and Devin Achane is, look, if you want to call somebody Christian McCaffrey light, and it's very light, Devin Achane's so good in the passing game and running game, and that's what I mean by it, that he can beat you with 80 yards receiving, 80 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns. So he's one that you worry about, but I do think the Ravens are going to put a heavy focus on him, which makes me worry about the secondary a little bit on a short week.
Yeah, I'm worried about Waddle, actually.
He's looked good.
I mean, Wiggins is the fastest guy in our secondary. I think he's going to have trouble with him, though.
Well, because his route running, like when he's healthy, and it's funny because like he goes back to Bama with Tua. Like you know, you think about the guys that were there that he was throwing to. This is one of those guys that was just such a big play receiver. And it doesn't have to be a 60-yard touchdown catch in the air. It can be a 2-yard pass, and before you know it, he's hit that angle and got the sideline, and you're not catching him. And then here's the freaking penguin in the end zone doing the waddle. You know, like, I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun night. I do think we see a lot of points.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the Ravens score a ton, but I do think Miami's going to score too. Mike McDaniel is a very, very good offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He is a terrible head coach. So. All right, we got more Ravens to talk about here. 410-583-1057. Did Lamar put the distractions narrative to bed by taking ownership of the decision? How do you think the whole situation reflects on Lamar as a leader? I think, did Marlon let the cat out of the bag? That it was Lamar, even though...
admitted it.
I know he admitted it, but was it Marlon that said it first on his podcast?
They got released on the same day.
Okay, so there you go. But we'll talk about it next. I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Seven. All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conned, Norris, talking about the Ravens here. And did Lamar put all the distraction stuff behind you? Did you like the fact that it was leadership that said, hey, we're taking this out? I still don't buy into what Harbaugh said, that he didn't know his pinball machine and all the other stuff was taken out. I think he's too hands-on to not know any of that stuff. But
yeah,
but it is, if this is the case and everything's true, like the Baltimore Sun, some of the writers, go check your sources. And he called them out by name. But let me give you the sound. This is Lamar, right, talking about it?
I told Kaneko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games and ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, they would have been out too, but I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us, you know, but Yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work, we got a lot of work to do.
So let me say this, though, and I don't want to put words in his mouth. Mm-hmm. He's saying the right thing there, but if he's moving to do this, there was a reason why 100%. He felt like it had to be gone.
I agree with you completely. If he felt the need to take affirmative action here, then it was a problem.
See, and I talked to, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth. I think it was Cordell we were talking to. He talked about a lot, like a lot of the rookies are playing ping pong.
Yeah.
Most of the other guys, when you're looking at things that are going on, I mean, I've heard different things about Marlon, like, and we've assumed some of it too, like doing too much goofy things, being on the recording in the locker room and stuff like
bus,
that.
Some locker room, yeah.
And he, look, he likes to have fun. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But when you look at a team and how they're playing, and hearing him say that, does that now kind of give people, you know, pause to sit here and question him about his injury? Like, if you watch him in
question
the game.
Question Marlon or
No, Lamar. Question Lamar. Oh. Because people were saying, is he sitting out because his contract at the end of the year, he wants an extension. Is he sitting out? He's not hurt. It didn't even look like he got hurt. And then he misses a bunch of games. Where are you people that said all that?
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody's questioning that. If you watched him on Sunday, I don't think there was a bigger cheerleader for Tyler Huntley than Lamar.
He was engaged in that game.
Yeah.
Seriously, he was really engaged. I heard they come to practice together, games together and stuff.
See, and look, there's a lot of stuff that gets put out there, and makes you wonder what's true, what's not. And in this day and age and media and who can you trust and who you can't, it matters more to be first than it does to be right sometimes. And that's such an ass-backwards thing, you know? I don't need to be right. Just make sure they're clicking on it. Make sure they read the headline. They don't even have to read the article. Let's go out to the phone line. Sean's in Baltimore, wants to talk Ravens Dolphins. Sean, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lamar. Hey, y'all remember I called up there? I told y'all I had an inside scoop, man. They ain't going to tell y'all the whole thing, man, but they was doing some little extra correct. Remember that, you know? Somebody got mad, he lost too much money.
Okay.
But besides that, you know, hey, I'm telling everybody, man, tune in Thursday night. I don't know why all the fans just remembering about Lamar had his bad, one of his worst games there. Let's remember, he had one of his best games also. Nope. And that's his hometown.
No question. The only difference I would say is the worst game was on a Thursday night on a short week, and I think that's why you look at it. But that week one, I remember because I'm going, I think it's a tough spot for the Ravens week one. The Dolphins are, what was it, 51-0?
Totally
lopsided.
You got to understand, he had a bye. That Thursday night out the window, baby. Ain't no short run for him.
You know what? You're right. And he's right. He basically had a bye. So this isn't like, thanks for the phone call, Sean. This isn't like a normal short week for him. That's why I said, with all things considered and how it played out on Sunday, Lamar not playing turned out to be the best thing, because now you're not playing him 4 days after playing on Sunday with the coming off a hamstring injury. And then he gets 10 days to get ready for your next opponent. And it's a little bit more time to heal up. You get to see how is he recovering from that hamstring injury.
It makes sense to me, because if it was Sunday games, I think he would have played last week. Because he had, we'd had a week. Coming back from an injury, playing on a Sunday to come back on Thursday, I think would have been a bad idea.
I'm just glad it worked out, because, look, there were a lot of people out there saying, well, they're not winning if he's not quarterbacking. Right. Bears winning 4 in a row. And there's, I just saw this thing, too. I wanted to bring this up. The NFC North quarterbacks, if I were to ask you in the history, here, let me pull this up, because I just retweeted this. I thought this was so cool. NFC North quarterbacks since 1992. The Packers have only had three. Favre, Rodgers, Love.
Yeah.
Which team do you think has had the most quarterbacks out of the Bears, Lions, and Vikings? It's fairly close.
I'd say Vikings.
It is the Vikings. Gannon, McMahon, Salisbury, Moon, Johnson, Cunningham, George, Culpepper, Jackson, Farratt, Favre, Ponder, Castle, Bridgewater, Bradford, Keenum, Cousins, Darnold.
Damn.
Yuck. Ugh. That doesn't even include the guys they had this year,
It's funny. It must be, because that was my guess right off the top of my head, because I just remember so many guys rolling through there.
Man. I mean, the Bears are one behind them and the Lions are two behind them, but good God, are you quarterback starved if you've been in the NFC North? And now it feels like they all have their guy, right? Except for the Vikings, which we don't know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. But now we're going to find out, because Wentz is hurt.
Does the Bears have their guy?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the kid's talented, and I think he's going to be in the right system. If I questioned Jared Goff and how much he needed his handheld during the Super Bowl when he was going up against Bill Belichick back mm-hmm. with the Rams,
yeah,
and then now seeing Goff in that Ben Johnson system and how he's not a game manager. He makes plays out there. He's a good quarterback. Yeah. I think Caleb has the same chance. Now, there's, you know how people are going to get caught up with him. Whether it's the fingernail painting, the wearing dresses and things, and yep. fans are, as soon as you play bad, you're going to hear about all that nonsense. It's just like the players. It's like Pedro Strop. When he pitched well, nobody said anything about his crooked hat. And when he pitched bad, he's like, does he know his hat's crooked? He looks silly.
It did look dumb. I hated that.
I know, but like people are trying to attribute that to the reason why he pitches bad.
I know. Oh, Adam Jones was chewing gum with the plate. He's like concentrating. I mean, come on.
He was blowing a bubble catching a fly ball. So anyway, but no, I do think I think Thursday's going to be fun. I do think it's good for fans to hear that Lamar was the one that did it. Because again, if this was Harbaugh, and I know they're saying it's not, and right. I'm taking them at their word, I just feel like that looks bad. A coach taking away all the toys from the guys is... Is there something wrong in the locker room? But if Lamar's
it's much better done by the team captain.
Yeah. Seriously. What do you think? You buying into what Sean said? People playing craps over there. Somebody lost too much money. Maybe possible. Playing some cards. Yeah. Nope. Get rid of that stuff. I'm tired of losing money.
Yeah. No, it's possible. I'm glad it was Lamar that did it because it had to be a leadership player. You say the coaches do it, then it's like they're going to take it the wrong way.
Absolutely. All right. Hour number two is coming up. World of Stupid at 7:15. Lots of fun stories. I don't think anything filthy for you, so if you're worried about that. But up next, big night in the NHL. Game starting like every 15 minutes. We're going to do the hockey with Ed Norris. We'll talk more about the NHL when we come back right here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.